McGraw-Hill Audio presents The Leadership Secrets of Colin Powell, written by Oren Harari, read by Chris Ryan. Prologue. Colin Powell has had a truly extraordinary career. It's a child of immigrants' tale, reflecting strong values, hard work, discipline, exceptional standards, and high integrity. Today, Powell is viewed as a hero by Americans of all stripes, and also by non-Americans. But he is far from the conventional conception of a military hero. He does not wear his ego on his sleeve. He is not Douglas MacArthur, or even Dwight Eisenhower. Yes, he has achieved the kind of matinee idol fame that makes it difficult for him to go out in public. But, as he made clear to me during a casual conversation, he's not particularly happy about that turn of events. Because I will refer throughout this book to events from Powell's career, and not necessarily in chronological order, let me include a very short biographical sketch of my subject here. He was born on April 5, 1937, in Harlem, New York, to Luther and Maud Powell, both of whom had emigrated from Jamaica. Colin L. Powell grew up in the Bronx, New York, and in 1954 enrolled in the City College of New York, where he earned a B.S. in geology in 1958. While at City College, he joined the ROTC, where he became company commander of the Pershing Rifles, and ultimately attained the rank of cadet colonel. Upon graduation, he received a commission as a second lieutenant and went on to basic training at Fort Benning, Georgia. After basic training, Powell went to West Germany, where he served as a platoon leader in the 48th Infantry. After 3 years, having fulfilled his ROTC obligation...